You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check. And folks, I'm buzzing right now because we are talking about one of my absolute favorite weeks on the aviation calendar, Sun N Fun Aerospace Expo down in Lakeland, Florida. If you've never been, buckle up, because I'm about to make you want to file a flight plan south. And if you're a Sun N Fun veteran, stick around because we've got the scoop on what's new this year and how to make the most of every single day on the field. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins for every step of the journey. First, solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let me take you there. Lakeland Linder International Airport, that's Lima Alpha Lima on your sectional. It sits right in the heart of Central Florida, about 30 miles east of Tampa, roughly halfway between Tampa and Orlando, and for 1 week every spring, this place transforms from a perfectly nice regional airport into one of the biggest aviation gatherings on the planet. We're talking over 200,000 visitors across the week. Hundreds of aircraft parked on the grass, vendors, forums, workshops, flybys, static displays, and the kind of daily airshow lineup that will leave your neck sore from looking up. Now here's the thing about Sun N Fun that I think sets it apart. Yes, Oshkosh gets all the glory, and listen, I love AirVenture, you know I do, but Sun N Fun has this energy that's a little different. It's a little more relaxed, a little more accessible. The Florida weather, when it cooperates, gives you these gorgeous blue sky days with cumulus towers building off to the east in the afternoon. The whole event feels like a family reunion that happens to have fighter jets. Let's talk about getting there, because that's half the adventure.
If you're flying in, and I really hope you are, you want to pay close attention to the Notice to Air Missions, or NOTAMs, for the Lakeland area. They publish detailed arrival and departure procedures every year, and they are not optional reading. This is some of the busiest airspace you will ever fly in as a general aviation pilot. The typical arrival procedure brings you in from specific waypoints depending on which direction you're coming from. If you're coming from the north, you'll generally be routed down through a corridor. From the south, same idea, different corridor. They set up a very structured flow. You will be flying at specific altitudes, you will be maintaining specific airspeeds, and you will be following the aircraft in front of you with a tight but manageable spacing. Here's my biggest piece of advice for first-timers flying in. Study those procedures weeks in advance, not the night before. Not on the flight down, weeks in advance. Download the NOTAMs from the Sun N Fun website. Watch the pilot briefing videos that they put out. Know your stuff cold before you get in that airplane, because when you're in the flow with dozens of other aircraft converging on the same runway, that is not the time to be fumbling with a chart. The runways at Lakeland are generous. Runway 927 is about 8,500 feet long. So unless you're bringing in a really heavy twin, runway length is not your concern. Your concern is the traffic volume and following the procedures to the letter. Now camping. This is a huge part of the Sun N Fun experience. You can camp right under the wing of your airplane. There's nothing quite like falling asleep in your tent, hearing the distant hum of the airfield settling down for the night, and then waking up to the sound of radial engines coughing to life at 6 in the morning. They have different camping areas. Some are reserved for specific groups, some are general admission. If you want a prime spot, especially if you're coming with a group, get your camping reservations sorted out early.
If camping under a wing isn't your style, no judgment. Lakeland has plenty of hotels, and so do the surrounding areas. Tampa and Orlando are both within easy driving distance, but I'll be honest with you. Staying on the field changes the experience completely. You become part of the community. You're sharing coffee with the Bonanza owner parked next to you. You're walking to the flight line at sunset just to watch the light change on 200 airplanes. That is Sun N Fun at its best. Let me talk about what you're actually going to see when you get there. The daily air shows are spectacular. We're talking about a mix of military demonstrations, warbird formations, aerobatic acts, and some of the most creative civilian performers in the business. In recent years, the lineup has included everything from the United States Air Force Thunderbirds to solo warbird demonstrations featuring Mustangs and Corsairs, P-51 Mustangs howling across the box at 300 miles per hour at low level. That sound alone is worth the trip. It hits you right in the chest. And then there are the aerobatic performers, the kind of pilots who make you question the laws of physics. You'll see everything from edge-of-the-envelope freestyle aerobatics to beautifully choreographed formation acts with smoke and music. Some years they bring in jet truck acts, comedy routines, wing walkers, the whole spectrum of airshow entertainment. The afternoon air show usually kicks off around 2 or 2:30 and runs for a couple of hours. My advice, claim your spot early. Bring a good camp chair, sunscreen, and water. Florida sun is no joke. But here's the thing I always tell people. The air show is just one piece of sun and fun. If all you do is watch the flying, you're missing 70% of what makes this event special. The exhibit halls and vendor areas are enormous. We're talking hundreds of companies spread across massive hangars and outdoor display areas. If you're in the market for avionics, this is where you go hands-on with the latest from Garmin, Dynon, Avadyne, all of them. You can sit in the booth, talk to the engineers, compare screens side by side. Try doing that at your local avionics shop. It's a different experience entirely.
If you're building, oh, if you're building, the Kit aircraft area is a dream. Vans Aircraft, Cub Crafters, Zenith, Sonex, Kit Fox, they're all there. Completed examples sitting right next to partially built fuselages, so you can see what you're getting into, and the builders themselves are usually right there, standing next to their projects, happy to talk your ear off about riveting techniques and engine choices, and how they solved that one wiring problem that kept them up at night for a month. These are the conversations I live for. The forums and workshops are another hidden gem. The Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, and the event organizers put together a schedule of educational sessions that covers everything from basic flight training topics to advanced composite repair techniques. You can sit in on a seminar about transitioning to tailwheel aircraft in the morning, and then walk across the field to learn about the latest in electronic fuel injection systems in the afternoon. The depth of knowledge floating around sun and fun at any given moment is staggering. Let me tell you about the people, though, because that's really what pulls me back every year. Last time I was at Sun and Fun, I spent 20 minutes talking to a gentleman named Carl who had flown his Cessna 180 down from Tennessee. He'd been coming to Sun and Fun for 23 years straight. 23 years, he told me. The first year he came, he was a student pilot. His instructor flew the airplane down and let him handle the radios on the way home. Now Carl's got something like 4,000 hours and has owned 5 different airplanes. He said Sun and Fun was the moment he knew aviation was going to be his whole life, not just a hobby, his life. And that's what you find at Sun and Fun. Around every corner, there's a story like that. The retired airline captain who now flies a cub on floats for fun. The teenager who just got her sport pilot certificate and is seeing a turbine engine up close for the first time. The couple who met at Sun and Fun 15 years ago and now fly in together every spring in their RV7.
The Warbird ramp is always a highlight for me. Sun N Fun draws some incredible vintage military aircraft, and the owners and restoration teams are usually right there with their planes. I spent an hour one year talking to a crew that was in the middle of a multi-year restoration of a Grumman TBM Avenger, a torpedo bomber from World War II. They had photos of every stage of the restoration on a tablet, and they walked me through the whole process. Finding the airframe in a field in the Midwest, trucking it back to Florida, the thousands of hours of sheet metal work, the engine overhaul. They talked about that airplane the way you'd talk about a family member coming home, because that's exactly what it was to them. If you're into warbirds at all, do yourself a favor and walk the warbird ramp early in the morning before the crowds build up. That's when you get the good conversations. That's when the owners are relaxed, drinking coffee, polishing their airplanes, and happy to talk. A few practical tips before I let you go. Bring comfortable shoes. You will walk miles and miles and miles. The event grounds are sprawling, and if you're trying to see everything, your feet will tell you about it that night. Hydrate. I cannot stress this enough. Florida in the spring can surprise you with heat and humidity, and you'll be out in the sun all day. Bring a water bottle and refill it constantly. If you're flying in under visual flight rules, keep your head on a swivel in the practice area and the arrival corridors. Everyone around you is excited, and that's wonderful. But excitement and distraction are cousins. Fly the airplane first, enjoy the spectacle second. Ear protection for the air show. This isn't optional. When a flight of 4 Texans, those are T-6 trainers, comes across the crowd line in formation, it is gloriously loud. Protect your hearing so you can keep enjoying it for decades to come.
And finally, talk to people. I know that sounds obvious, but I've seen folks walk through Sun N Fun with their heads down, staring at their phones, trying to find the next exhibit. Put the phone away. Look at the airplanes. Look at the people looking at the airplanes. Strike up a conversation. Ask someone about their project. Ask someone how their flight in was that. Where the magic lives at Sun N Fun in the conversations between strangers who share this ridiculous, wonderful obsession with flight. Sun N Fun runs out of Lakeland Linder International Airport in Lakeland, Florida. Check their official website
FlySNF.org for the latest on dates, performer lineups, arrival procedures, camping information, and forum schedules. It's all there, and they do a fantastic job updating it as the event approaches. Now, as always, I want to be transparent with you. Radio Hangar is AI-generated content created by people who love aviation. The information in today's segment draws from publicly available resources, including SunEn Fund's official event publications, FAA NOTAMs and airspace guidance, and reporting from outlets like AVWeb, AOPA, and EAA. We encourage you to verify arrival procedures and event details directly with the official sources before you fly. That's always good airmanship. You can find more episodes, show notes, and information about our station at radiohangar.com. This is Ramp, and I really hope I see your airplane on the grass at Lakeland this year. Get down there, soak it in. And when you're standing on that ramp, watching a P-51 light up on startup, and the exhaust washes over you and the whole ground shakes, you'll understand why so many of us keep coming back, year after year after year, fly safe, fly smart. And I'll catch you next time on Ramp Check. Radio Hangar, clear skies and tailwinds.